Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website. It's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And this is radio program number 97, if you're listening by shortwave radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. I brought Ellie back with me again. Thanks, Ellie, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome, Ellie. Thank you so much for inviting me again.
Ellie was on the program last week, and we really had a great time with the testimony that he had. He went on a trip, a little day trip, and it turned out to be a three-day trip, and just about lost his life along with the other crew or the other members of the team that was there with us or with him. And so we're going to discuss some of the spiritual lessons that were learned during this journey. I want to mention real quickly, I was meeting with a he's a pastor in Panama City, and he's actually the leader of the men's ministry all over Panama, and I met with him here a couple days ago, and we're going to do a four-day crusade amongst the men, and we're going to take about probably 35,000 chick tracks, and we're going to go evangelize over the next, it's going to be probably the first part of April, and so all the donations that were given out for those tracks, they're going to the good use now. And in fact, I'm just starting to consider raising some more money to make another order, because I can see that these tracks may go quickly, because people have a real passion right now here to reach the lost. So if you do want to donate to Strength for the Journey, there is a PayPal button there on any other page other than the home page on strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. So tonight we're going to discuss some things I think that may help people maybe understand their condition, where they're at right now, and are they really prepared for what tomorrow may bring. One of the things I have a few prophetic words that the Lord has spoken to me over the last couple of years, and one of them I want to read right now, because I think this is a word that needs to be examined, and it needs to be read and reread. These words are posted on the website. It's on a link called Today's Rhema. This particular word was on July the 23rd, and it was of this year, 2015, or sorry, last year now. Here we are, 2016. So many are ill-prepared for what is to come. They think they are something they aren't and have a relationship with someone they don't. So many aren't prepared. Just as the foolish virgins, these overconfident people won't realize the truth until it's too late. For overconfidence is merely a manifestation of pride, and pride is a result of a man or a woman who refuses to deny themselves. My word has never changed. No man can be my disciple unless they deny themselves. No man. This is the first and foremost, the final act of disqualification. I didn't disqualify them, they disqualified themselves. All men must play by the rules. They must live by the book. All must finish the race. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. There are no shortcuts. Do you not believe my word is true? I must perform every word because I am bound by my word. It is an oath unto myself. Is not your word the same? For those who said they would give me their life and their heart, did you really mean it? Did you really give me your whole heart? Who have you been really living for, yourself or me? Are you really living for me? Search your heart this day and find the honest truth, for the day of reckoning is near. I am the Creator. I created time and am in complete control of it. Fall upon the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall upon you and you shall be crushed to powder. You have nearly slept through your watch. I am giving many their final opportunity to check their lamps. The bridegroom is coming. Oil will be a precious commodity in that day. For those who lack oil, it will be too late to buy, and no man will give you their own. Each and every man is responsible for his own oil. If any man denies truth, they deny me as well, for I am truth. Wake up and take inventory of your life. The auditor is coming. The harvest is about to begin. Are you the grain or the chaff? I know, but do you? Now, there's another word that I got a couple months prior to that. And I'm just kind of going back in time to some of these words, because a lot of them had a particular theme, which was, are you ready? And the reason why I'm going through these words is because this is a real lesson that Ellie learned on this trip, was that he wasn't ready for what was coming. And the lesson that the Lord is really speaking to me right now is the time of preparation that we're in right now, that we're sleeping away precious time. This one was on April 30th, 2015. And it's, "Are you ready?" The foolish virgins weren't. They were deceived. They thought they were ready, but in reality they weren't. They thought they had a relationship with someone, but in reality they didn't. When the cry went out for the wedding, it was later than they thought. Somewhere along the way, they had misused valuable time. Their sand in their hourglass had been used for something other than what it was intended for. Most people living today, have no idea how much or how little sand is in their hourglass. If you were to find out you had very little sand left, what would you do with the time that remained? Would you use it for your pleasure or mind? What if you checked your lamp and found very little oil in it? Would that concern you? What if you discovered that the Jesus you thought you knew wasn't the same Jesus who spoke the red letters of the Bible that gathers dust on many people's bookshelf? Would you open the book and find out for yourself who I really am? The hour is late and many aren't ready. Many have slept precious time away. They think they are something they aren't and have a relationship with someone they don't. It's time for a dose of reality. It's time to find out who you really are and who I really am. The time is late, much later than you think. One other word that I got was exactly 1 year prior to this, and it was just really interesting that this word was very similar to the word 1 year later on April 30th of 2015. So many aren't prepared for what is to come. They live in a state of denial, not only about themselves, but the world they live in. They live in a world that doesn't exist because they think they are someone who doesn't exist. They believe they have a relationship that doesn't exist. Their dream is about to end. The real world is about to arrive. Every man is about to find out who they really are. Now is the time to awaken from your slumber, to find out who you really are. It's time to discover the world you really live in. Denial is deadly, not only for this life, but the life to come. The only way to awaken from this dream is to repent. The only way to find out who you really are is to humble yourself and admit you're wrong. Pride will blind the eyes of what you see and what on the inside as well as what you see on the outside. Now is the time to change into who I created you to be. Prepare, prepare, for so little time is left to prepare. The bridegroom is coming. So little oil, so little oil. Fill your lamps. Repent, humble yourself, obey my voice. Turn from your wicked ways. Now is the time to find out who you really are. The harvest is about to begin. Separate yourself from the chaff, or you will be the chaff I separate. My grain I will gather into my barn, but the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear my voice, and they that hear my voice shall live. Will you be among those who hear? The world will change with or without you. I desire to change the world with you, but I will find another if you won't answer your call. I will change the world with few or with many. Don't miss your opportunity, for it will come and it will go. The plane will depart with or without you. Once the door is shut, it is shut, and no man can open it. These are just a few words that I went back through, and I was just looking at some of the messages that were prepared, and the message was prepare. And the thing that I thought about, just like the foolish virgins, they didn't know they had enough, didn't have enough oil until the moment they needed it. And I thought about how often it is with us that we don't realize the batteries are dead in our flashlight until we go into the drawer and open the drawer and turn it on and find out it's dead. And this is, many of us need to check our batteries now, check where our spiritual walk is really. Just like you didn't expect the day to happen the way it went, but it happened regardless whether you were ready or not.
Yeah, Andrew. And something that I was thinking is that, like you said, and I said before, like sometimes we are just living our lives, you know, like just with the selfie pictures, you know, just taking pictures and living like nothing is going to happen, you know. And this is something serious. Because really, every single person, it's right now walking in their own journeys, you know? But the thing is that we don't know what is ahead. And for sure that I can tell you something. Now and further, I would really like to be, you know, like ready for the things that are coming. Why? Because that is going to even save my life. I'm not talking just about material things, physically things, you know? No, I'm telling you about the spirit, you know, about your spiritual life. Why? Because even the Bible said that all, like, for those that wants to keep their lives, you know, they're going to lose it. But for those that they want even to lose their life, they are going to get it. You know, they are going to receive it. Why? Because they are not taking their life like, oh, this is my life, you know. I'm going to live like whatever that I want to do, like in things. No. We need to be prepared. Prepare for the journey, you know. It is not just about to go out and to have fun. Oh, today is good. Tomorrow is good. You know, but sometimes we are not living in that way. And even I really liked the prophetic word that Andrew was speaking, you know, was sharing with you about the virgins, you know. Even I can tell you that in my situation, what I lived, you know, there, I wasn't ready. And that is even like a lesson for me, for my life, for my own life, to see deep, you know, deep inside of myself, to see what are the things that are not correct with God, and that I need to change, that I need to even to get ready, to be prepared, you know, for the things that the tomorrow or the today is going to bring, you know. So, like I said, sometimes you are just so focused in the beautiful things, like nothing is happening, you know, nothing, everything is good. I have my own business, I have this, I have all the things that I wanted, but you don't know the tomorrow, like what it's going to bring. So, Andrew, you know, we were there, and even we didn't expect that we would be like living something like this. So for sure, next time, I'm going to make sure, you know, to bring the things that I really need. You know, and don't be lacking, like, oh, like with this enough things that I have, I can live. Because it is not like that. You need to be ready. You need to take your compass, you know. You need to take your very good machetes or all the things you need to survive in the physically, you know. But you need to go even now in the spirit and to see what are the things that you really need to come out from your situation, okay? Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about the fact that when you were describing the earlier part of the day, that was a very valuable time that you didn't realize when there was something unexpected, when the tree fell over and blocked the path, and it was so big of a tree, you had to go way away from the path. And that was the beginning of the journey being
different.
Really. It something changed that you were not expecting, a tree mm-hmm. to have fallen over the path, but something changed at that moment that you were not expecting. And in the meantime, you guys were using valuable battery life by taking selfies mm-hmm. and just, you know, movies and videos, stuff like that. Yeah. Just having a good time. And the scripture that comes to my mind was in Matthew chapter 24, and it says here, it says, "Now learn a parable. When the fig tree, when the branch is yet tender and putting forth leaves, you know the summer's nigh. So likewise, you shall see all these things. Know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But in that day and hour, no man knows, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And what I think about that is that they were just having a good time. They didn't realize the seriousness of the moment, that it was going to begin to rain and not stop for 40 days. And they weren't prepared for this flood. They were not prepared for what was coming. They were sleeping away spiritually the moment the prophetic word that was going out, that there's a flood, there's something, God's judgment is coming, and they said, nah, it's not. And they just continued to live their life just like they'd always lived it
until the day was door shut. How many people are living like that right now, Andrew?
That's exactly right. Many people are just living. They're not hearing what the Holy Spirit's speaking. See, what I see is that the Holy Spirit's already speaking these things to my heart. If I hear a prophetic word, all it does is confirm what I'm feeling, what the Lord's telling me. And I know that this word is from the Lord or it's not, because I know what the Lord's speaking to my heart. And this is because I've been in a position where the Lord has woken me up. And you have to be awake to be able to hear His voice, because you don't hear until you wake. You don't hunger until you're awake. And one of the things that, if you're not hearing the voice or you're not hungering for God, that could indicate a spiritual slumber is going on in somebody's life. And they need to cry and say, God, wake me up. I feel like I'm asleep. I'm not hearing your voice. I'm not hearing the message of what you're speaking to us today. I don't like what I'm seeing around me, but I don't know what's happening. But this is where humility has to come in, because God gives grace to the humble, but He resists the proud. We have to come to His feet and fall at His feet and say, Lord, I don't like what I'm seeing. I feel like I'm lost right now. I mean, if you guys had stopped earlier and realized, guys, something's not right. We need to stop right here. We need to pray, because every step we're taking in the wrong direction, we're getting further lost.
Yeah.
So there should have been a point in time, really the guide should have been the spiritual leader, in a sense, that he should have been the one to say, look, guys, you need to humble himself, instead of being, I got this thing, I know where we're going. And he did this all day long until it got dark, essentially.
Even
after
dark
it got
time.
Dark.
Yeah.
He said, no problem, wait here, I'll find my way, and ended up going in a round circle.
Yeah.
And when he realized that, he knew he was lost. But see, that pride is one of the biggest hindrances for our being found, is that we think we know where we are. We think we got it all. Everything's handled. We got this. It's all good. No problem. We say, Lord, you know, I don't think I'm where I should be. And then, Lord, help me. I mean, so it's pride is a killer for many people right now, because they won't admit that they could be wrong. Or, you know, you can't even repent until you realize there's something to repent from. See, most of the church today, they think that because they said a sinner prayer, that everything's good with God. Well, I said the sinner's prayer.
I'm saved.
You know, I'm saved, bless God. So what's there to repent from? So the church and many, the reality is that they are in a very, very bad position, because they don't feel they need to repent. And the only, you know, it's like many people think that an election is going to solve America's problems. They think that, well, we'll just get the right guy in office and everything will be good. We'll get the wrong guy out and get the right guy in and everything's going to be good. But find that recipe for a restoration of a nation in the Bible. The only restoration I see is if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. This is the only recipe for a nation to be healed, if it's lost. And so my people have to humble themselves. And you know, it's interesting that on your journey, it took a place, it took my people, God's people, humbling themselves and praying. Maybe not the leader in the group, just like the leader of a nation may not be the leader of the group, but the Holy Spirit can be the leader if the nation of God's people will humble themselves and pray and seek His face. I mean, it's not going to be like the leader's going to lead America into the yesteryear, all the days gone by, and everything's going to be good again. It's going to be God's people are going to have to do. They're going to have to take the lead and start with their own repentance.
Yeah, and that there is a moment, Andrew, about that when you are there, and I know that everyone that is listening to the radio program right now, you are in your journey. And you know what is going on in your life. you know, the decisions that you really need to make, because the Holy Spirit is talking to your life, is speaking to you even through this radio program and even through other prophetic words, you know? So what I want to tell you right now is that in the place that you are, that you know that you are lost and that you are not even prepared. So what do you need to do? Really, just surrender about the pride, you know, that you were saying, Andrew. Don't be thinking like too, like more, you know. Just like, I can't go out from this, from my own, you know. You need to surrender your life and just to accept that the only one that can save you, the only one that can take you out from that place is Jesus, you know. To take you to the place that He has for you, okay. Because sometimes you are just so focused maybe on the blessings or on the things that are so beautiful, you know, like, ooh, you know, and you are just entertainment, you know, in that mode. So it's time to make a decision, you know, and to be prepared. Be prepared for the things, okay? Take all the things that you need. And everything that you need is on the Bible, is in the Word of God, because it's the living Word.
Yes. You know, words the Lord gave me not too long ago was, my people are being entertained to death. The word was being entertained to death. And this is what's happened to most people, is that they have come to a place that they just enjoy just being entertained. They sit in front of a TV. They even use the news as entertainment. You know, they'll sit and watch news for hours, or, you know, and this is valuable time right now, preparation. It's being entertained away. I was sitting one day, I was watching the news. This is before we moved out of the country, out of the United States. And I heard the Lord speak to me, and He said, do you want to watch the news or do you want to make the news? And the question is for many people today is that this valuable time that the Lord wants to use you to make the news, to make something happen and make a difference in the world, you're watching the world go by. You're watching the world, what's happening in the world, and doing nothing about it because you're just being entertained by whatever you're seeing. And this is the hour right now for God's people to rise up and to be obedient to whatever He tells them to do. I had recently the Lord just really put on my heart, a couple of things He said to me was that you've saved for the future, and then He said the future is now. And then a woman had a prophetic word at a church I was at here, and she said, I'm like looking in the distance, and she said, I'm seeing the clouds are coming. It's going to rain. The rain is coming. And when I heard her say that, the Lord spoke to me. He said, it's time to get your seed in the ground. That it's time to do what God's called us to do now. Because if we don't get our seed in the ground, and that is like an act of obedience to whatever He's saying to do, then the harvest that's down the road will not come. And I've been growing lots of things, tomatoes, you know, lettuce, all sorts of stuff. And I'm thinking every day that that seed was in the ground, say, 2 months ago, there's tomatoes on the plant because I planted it, you know, 2 months ago. But if I hadn't planted it 2 months ago, there would be nothing growing right now. And I'm thinking, really, that's a lesson for our life right now, that this is the time to act in obedience. What is God saying for us to do? Because that's where we'll bear fruit. He said, whoever does not bear good fruit, He'll cut down and throw in the fire. So are we really bearing good fruit? If everybody's to look at their life and say, what is my fruit of my life? What do I see? What can I stand before the Lord and what is offered to Him as the fruit of my life? What will He see? And if there's not fruit, then now's the time to get your seed in the ground. Say, God, what do You want me to do? This is an act of obedience. So whatever You want me to do, I will do, because I want my life to be fruitful. And this is really a challenge for everyone right now, is that we have to do what God, whatever He says to do, because the harvest is coming. And, you know, one of the words that I just read a moment ago is, you know, are we the chaff or are we the wheat? You know, are we... you know, when the gold is refined, you know, He takes off the everything that's not the gold comes to the surface, and then He removes it. So we need, our hearts have to be pure gold for the Lord. He wants us, our heart, that we want the Lord's will in our life. And then He will begin to guide us once our heart is set on that place, that we will do whatever He says to do.
Amen. Andrew, the last thing that I want just to say is that everything that you need for this journey, you know, you will find it in the Word of God. You're going to find the food that you need for the journey. You're going to find the light for the journey, you know. You're going to find even the strength for that journey, you know. You're going to receive wisdom from God to make it right, okay? And He's going to guide you. You don't have to be even, like, even believing or trusting in man. No, you need to trust in God, okay? Right. And He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you to the place that He has for you. So, but don't start tomorrow. Start today.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. You know, if I encourage somebody tonight, grab your Bible tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tonight is the night. Grab your Bible. Or today. Because we need to recognize God's voice. You know, God's voice, His Word is His voice. And one of the things that I say many times is, if you don't know what God's voice sounds like, go grab your Bible and look through the four Gospels. And if you have a red letter edition, just read to yourself out loud. It sounds just like that. His voice has never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The words that He spoke to the disciples and all the people that were around is the same words that He's speaking to us.
Amen.
And He said, no man can be His disciple unless they deny Himself. So this is the born-again experience begins with death. It begins with death. You have to die to yourself, just like a caterpillar has to die to its old ways and become a caterpillar. And out of that caterpillar, in that death, a cocoon is formed. And inside that cocoon is where the metamorphosis takes place. That's where the wings grow, and that's where the proboscis all the eating mechanism changes. Everything changes inside that place of death, inside that tomb. So this is a time to lay it all down, say, Lord, You have my life. I'm Yours. Do what You will. And He will make a difference.
Amen.
Ellie, thank you again for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Andrew. It was really special. Thanks.
Well, you know, this is the journey begins today, a single step. And so the decision has to be made and then follow it out with the Lord's will and ask for His grace. You know, it is God that works within you, both to will and to do His good pleasure. So thanks again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And we'll see you next time.